Or as one songsmith has it, run for the carriage, la la la, wolf down the sandwich, la la la, which town is this one, la la la, hi-ho, the glamorous life. Which town indeed? And what flea-bitten, mice-infested, cracked, plastered digs will they put us in this time? The vanishing point.
What did they say?
It was 20 minutes late at Water Valley.
Should be here any time then.
Barring earthquake, fire, or act of God.
I can't imagine any of those occurring between here and Water Valley.
You can never tell with God.
True.
How are you feeling?
Fine.
You look tired.
Well, it's rather an exhausting tour, isn't it?
Not without incident.
Exactly.
I really am rather worried about you, darling.
Yes, I thought you might be.
Why?
You keep hovering.
Do I? Oh, I'm sorry.
Not at all. I rather like it. It shows you have a forgiving nature. In spite of everything that I've done to you.
Like what?
Like keeping you with me throughout my precarious and peripatetic career.
How could I possibly leave a man who knows what peripatetic means?
You know what it means, don't you?
Yes, darling. I have managed to pick up some education along the way.
And the rich language of the theater has rung constantly in your ears.
Not constantly. From time to time. Hardly at all on this tour.
That is because we are currently purveyors of light summer comedy. And making money for once.
Hmm.
What is the secret?
People running about shrieking, with very few clothes on.
I was talking about on stage, not back at the hotel afterwards.
Well.
Well?
You haven't lost your sense of humor, anyway.
Thank God. Once that goes, what is there?
Will you see a doctor while we're here?
Probably not.
Father, dear, I am being very serious.
Yes, I can see that. You have that, can you come to my office for a moment look?
I'm worried about you.
I can't think why. I'm not. Here it comes.
As the general manager of the company, I strongly recommend that you have a checkup. And as your daughter, I shall make your life a misery until you do.
I see. As executive director of the company, I shall take the matter under advisement. And as your father, you just try it, young lady. Here it is.
Oh, there they are. Yoo-hoo, Janie, Ron. Spectacular. Just spectacular. Such scenery. And the train rattling along. I felt like a pioneer woman braced to face the rigors of the future.
Braced with a fifth of gin, of course.
How are you, Ron?
Less impressed by the scenery than Madame Akate here. I've always felt that members of the acting profession should be surrounded by tall concrete buildings and a milling throng.
Janie, you look lovely.
Oh, isn't he a darling man? Anybody else would ask you how you are, which is totally depressing. I'm lovely, William, and you are tall and handsome and a little peaky round the eyes. You're not sleeping well, are you?
Janie, beloved, you of all women know that I do everything well.
Well, he does keep us old ladies on our toes, doesn't he? Where is the limousine?
It awaits you in the parking lot.
How kind.
But don't be surprised if it looks like a truck.
Funny you should say that. It looks exactly like a truck.
I disguised it myself. Your arm, princess.
Thank you. Ronald, do bring the cases.
Margaret and Christopher are here already, are they?
Well, no. There have been some unexpected developments.
Uh-oh.
I have good news and I have bad news. First, the bad news. Christopher has left us.
Has
oh,
he, by God?
Dear, what a shame.
And now for the good news. He took Margaret with him.
Hurrah!
Hurrah!
feels her talent is ready for the largest stages of the world.
And she's taken Christopher along in case it isn't and she wants something to eat.
Something like that.
However, replacements have been hired. Peter MacDonald will be joining us as stage manager, and a new actress by the name of Pamela Boot.
You jest.
Not at all.
Pamela Boot?
As a matter of fact, she is a personable young lady with wonderful...
Boobs. Boots?
Charisma. She has also done three in a bed before.
Professionally?
Yes.
Thank God.
How about personally?
One did not inquire.
Pity.
What's the catch?
She's a bit like Margaret.
90-minute warm-up and crawls onto the stage exhausted?
You're very quiet, my old love.
I try to remain above the scandalous crossfire that my employees so enjoy.
Oh, he's not well.
Aren't you?
It seems to be one of Paula's more determined decisions.
Oh, you are a bit pale.
No, I'm not. I'm tall and handsome. My pallor merely makes me more interesting.
Oh, look, everybody. If you look down to the left as we come over this hill, you can see where we're staying. Ready? There it is.
Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
It's haunted.
Haunted?
I can tell, even from this distance.
You're not still messing with that stupid stuff, are you, Janie?
It's not stupid.
Darling, how can it be haunted? It hasn't been there long enough.
We'll just have to see, won't we?
No, don't start getting...
I said we'll just have to see, didn't I?
Loiter, Janie. Stride right in. These cases are heavy.
I'm not striding in there.
Janie!
Don't shout at me. You go in first.
Oh, brother.
Good grief.
See?
Are you finding your way?
What kind of a place is this?
It's a hotel.
There's nobody here.
No, well, it's been closed up for the last 4 years.
Following the mysterious incident.
There was no mysterious incident.
Yes, there was.
Janie?
We'll see.
Now, it feels a bit damp at the moment, but there's fireplaces everywhere and lots of logs. So, Ron, maybe you'd like to do that.
What?
Light a fire in here?
Now?
Well, soon-ish. Maybe you'd better see your room first.
Well, maybe we better had 4-poster beds, of course.
Perfectly ordinary beds.
What was this place?
When it was alive.
You'll have to ask Father. We can use the backgammon room for a rehearsal space.
The what room?
The backgammon room. Mm. This was a very classy hotel.
But that was before the mysterious incident.
Janie, will you please stop that? We'll all look at our room, shall we?
We'll go in a bunch and hold hands.
No, don't be like that. It's going to be very comfortable here once Ron has got the fire started. Isn't it, Ron?
Sure. I'll get the can of gasoline and start in that corner.
Oh.
Well, what do you think of it? Wonderful old place, isn't it? Built by an Austrian countess.
Who disappeared mysteriously.
What makes you think that?
Somebody disappeared.
The entire guest register by the look of it.
She built it for her aristocratic friends so they could stay by the lake when they visited her ranch.
There's a lake?
Through the French windows and straight down the garden.
That's it. She drowned in the lake. I can feel dampness. God.
So can I. That's why I want Ron to light a fire.
No, it's more than that. I can feel something else.
Janie.
Wait a minute. I can feel warmth. It's all right. I can feel warmth coming through the dampness.
Does that mean we don't need a fire?
She's pleased to see us. That's all right, then. We can stay. You'd better light the fire, though, Ron. She wants us all to feel welcome here.
You made that up, didn't you? Just to get me to light a fire.
We'll see, Ronald. I'm saying no more. I have to trust my vibrations.
You call it vibrations? I call it shivering. Ron, will you just light the damn fire?
All right, all right.
witching hour.
Is it really? Oh, I have to be at the theater at the crack of dawn tomorrow to see the set-in. I'm going to bed.
Good idea.
I suggest you do the same.
How can I possibly leave this fire? Look at it. The brightly lit caverns between the darkness of the logs. Orange-flamed nymphs peep shyly at me from behind their glowing columns. I can't possibly leave yet. This is only Act Two.
Of what?
The drama of life, my dear. Act One, the rude material bursts into the flames of youth, spitting, crackling, smoke, and confusion. Act Two, the middle years, glowing colors and sustained heat. Act Three, the orange reds depart to leave the white and gray, and cold returns when all that needs to burn has been consumed.
All that in one little fire.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I missed it. Please don't sit up too late.
I won't. Good night, dear.
Good night. Before today's thoughts get filed and forgotten, I just want you to know I have thoroughly enjoyed being with you on your precarious and... what was it?
Peripatetic.
Yes.
Honestly?
Yes.
I sometimes worry that you might have missed out on some of the more normal things that a daughter might expect to experience in her life.
Yes, I worry about that sometimes. But then again, on balance... I think I missed out on having a normal father.
Again,
It's the luck of the draw, really, isn't it?
I was lucky with you.
That's true.
Except for your insufferable self-confidence.
It runs in the family. That's three times you've said aw.
You are obviously rendering me speechless.
Is that possible?
Apparently it is.
I said you weren't well, didn't I?
Will you please decide whether you are making an exit or hovering indecisively at the foot of the stairs?
I am making an exit. But I need a good line to get me to the first landing.
Why don't you try, "Good night, Daddy," and then give us the full benefit of your beautiful legs as they twinkle out of sight.
I knew you'd come up with something. Good night, Daddy.
Good night, best beloved.
Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle.
Well done. Right. Well, let's have Act Three.
Mr. Montgomery. Mr. William Montgomery.
Yes?
Please, don't get up.
I wasn't going to.
Good. It's so difficult to catch you alone.
Is it?
Do you mind if I sit down?
Please do.
That's better. Our interview can begin.
Are we to have an interview?
Yes.
Oh. May I know your name?
For the purposes of the interview, Anne will suffice.
Anne. Such a warm and charming name.
Is that a genuine reaction, or is your charm calculated?
I have always responded genuinely to the name Anne.
I see. Then I will confess, I have always found William represents a tower of strength. Do your friends call you Bill?
Hardly at all.
How fortunate.
And what do your friends call you?
Madam, my lady, it all depends. But you will call me Anne, since it affords you so much pleasure.
Why are you laughing, Mr. Montgomery?
Please, call me William.
How can I possibly call a man who is laughing at me by his first name?
I'm sorry. I apologize. What may I do for you?
I wish to make an appointment to speak with you uninterrupted.
You mean I must not interrupt?
No, Mr. Montgomery, who continues to laugh at me despite his apology, so that we will not be interrupted.
Oh, I don't think we will be interrupted now, will we?
Yes, we will. Your friends are returning, and I must leave. So, shall we meet later, Mr. Montgomery?
By all means. Where?
Here will do very nicely. At 2:00. Will that be convenient for you?
I think I shall be at the theater.
At 2:00 this morning, Mr. Montgomery.
2:00?
Why don't you put another log on the fire and wait for me?
I am about to go to bed.
What on earth for? You certainly won't be able to sleep, not after seeing a ghost. A bientôt, Mr. Montgomery.
Come on, Janie, for goodness sake. Letting all the heat out.
Well, now, look at that. Now, that's what I call a fire.
I couldn't see anything.
Of course you couldn't.
But I felt something.
That fourth gin hitting your stomach lining. A nice little pop down the hill.
There was something.
Oh, do shut up.
Who opened the front door?
Huh? Oh, hello. I did. Why?
You did?
Yeah.
And there was nobody out there?
Not a soul.
There was, you know.
Janie.
I felt a shudder go right through me. It's gone now. Oh, good heavens, look at the time.
I'm going to bed. Come on, Janie. Race you up the stairs.
I'm not speaking to you.
So I'll knock on my bedroom door till your knuckles bleed.
I'll smack you in a minute. Good night, William, dear.
Good night. Ron.
Sir!
Put another log on the fire for me, would you?
Yeah. You not turning in?
No, I think I'll sit up for a while.
Hello, William. Were you asleep?
Yeah.
Surprised?
Astounded. You are the same person?
Yes. What were you dreaming?
If I may trust the flattering truth of sleep, my dreams presage some joyful news at hand. My bosom's lord sits lightly in his throne, and all this day an unaccustomed a spirit lifts me above the ground with cheerful thoughts. I dreamt my lady came and found me dead. Strange dream that gives a dead man leave to think. She breathed such life with kisses in my lips that I revived and was an emperor.
Are you laughing at me, Jane?
I do appear to be very jolly, don't I? Can it be that you actually did kiss me?
I may have. I'll sit here again, shall I?
All right.
What?
You really do have a remarkable wardrobe.
Thank you. And you are too surprised to say you think I look 20 years younger.
Yes, I am.
I understand you have a vacancy for an actress.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. You haven't gone through all this elaborate preparation just to be told we have already hired somebody, I hope.
Oh, what a disappointment. But surely you will interview me now that I'm here.
I wouldn't want to waste your time.
There's no way you can do that.
Well, how about some credentials? Where have you worked?
Germany, mostly.
Germany?
Yes.
I see. And who did you work with in Germany?
Oh, the usual. Schiller, Goethe, Lessing. Laughing again, Mr. Montgomery?
No, a sinus condition. did you enjoy working with them?
Schiller was charming and a genius. Lessing terrorized everybody, of course, and was a genius. Goethe was coarse and vulgar.
But also a genius.
Eventually.
Well, is there any particular piece you'd like to show me?
I would like to be your Juliet.
Ah, Shakespeare. Another genius.
Another William. Be Romeo for me.
One of the great disappointments of my life has been that I was always too old to play Romeo. Even when I was young, I had the heat of youth, but not the language. And when the language came, the heat had gone. You really are very beautiful. Did you know that?
Dost thou love me? I know thou wilt say aye, and I will take thy word. Yet if thou swearest, thou mayest prove false.
Lady, by yonder blessed moon I vow, that tips with silver all these fruit treetops.
Oh, swear not by the moon, the inconstant moon that monthly changes in her circled orb, lest that thy love prove likewise variable.
What shall I swear by?
Do not swear at all. Or if thou wilt, swear by thy gracious self, which is the god of my idolatry, and I'll believe thee.
If my heart's dear love...
Well, do not swear. Although I joy in thee, I have no joy of this contract tonight. It is too rash, too unadvised, too sudden, too like the lightning which doth cease to be ere one can say, it lightens.
Oh, wilt thou leave me so unsatisfied?
What satisfaction canst thou have tonight?
The exchange of thy love's faithful vow for mine.
I gave thee mine before thou didst request it, and yet I would it were to give again.
Wouldst thou withdraw it? For what purpose, love?
But to be frank and give it again. And yet I wish but for the thing I have. My bounty is as boundless as the sea. My love is deep. The more I give to thee, the more I have. For both are infinite. What is it?
I have the strangest feeling you have said these words to me before.
Yes. I have, dear William, many times, and in many different places, and in many different ways. Come, we must go now.
Go? Where?
It is time for us to leave. The dream was true.
What dream?
My lady came and found me dead.
Are you saying that I am dead?
I think you must be. I certainly am. Stand up. There. You see? Here we are. Two ghosts together. And there you are, still dreaming by the fire.
So I am. Strange dream that gives a dead man leave to think.
But now you are revived and are an emperor. If you remember.
I am beginning to. Your name isn't Anne.
It was once. Don't you remember? When we were in Weimar.
That's right. So it was, and that funny little man with the cart wouldn't take our luggage to the inn.
And Goethe threatened to beat him and turn his cart over.
Such a vulgar man. I never liked Goethe.
Oh, you were wonderful as Faust.
Yes, I was. And you, my darling, were just delightful as... Good God.
It's all right. Don't be afraid. It takes a little time.
I really am dead, aren't I?
Yes.
Are you always waiting for me?
Not always. Sometimes you wait for me. It depends where we've been.
You wretched woman. That's what it was. I knew there was something.
What?
All through my life, I knew that something absolutely wonderful was going to happen to me, and it never did.
You had a very good life.
It only ticked. It never exploded.
So?
Well, look at Macedonia, look at Egypt, look at Weimar.
That was because we were together. And I said I wanted to be rich and have lots of children.
And did you?
I built this place, didn't I?
What did you build it way out here for?
So that you could see it.
You knew I was coming here?
Well, I don't suppose I knew it at the time, but that's the way it turned out, didn't it? That's the way it always turns out. Look at the time you built the temple in India, and I got sacrificed on the steps.
I didn't know they were going to sacrifice you on the steps.
You must have done, or you wouldn't have built the temple.
Do we always fight like this?
I think we probably do. Come on, we must go. They're going to find you soon, and everybody is going to be terribly upset.
Why?
Because they don't know you are with me.
And that you are my lady.
Yes.
That I love eternally.
Yes.
And who eternally loves me.
Oh, yes.
Till life do us part.
It was only an experiment. And anyway, we did manage to have a little fling, didn't we?
What do you mean, a little fling?
Well, we can't go a whole lifetime without meeting at all, can we?
Can't we?
Apparently not.
Where did we meet?
Arms and the Man.
You were Raina. You can't.
You broke my damned heart.
I didn't know it was you.
And I didn't know it was you. It was my own fault. I said I wasn't going into theater this time. I left after that production and married into real estate. We did very well.
I did well, too, in a quiet way. It was a good life, well cast, nice play.
I have a new one for you. Are you available?
I might be. Are you going to be in it?
Prominently.
Is it a love story? I only do love stories.
Of course.
Plenty of laughs?
Yes.
And a few tears for contrast?
Naturally.
We must have lunch.
Yes. Now, come on.
Just a minute. I want to say goodbye to William. One of my better characters, I thought. Goodbye, William, old chap. Thanks for everything. It was a pleasure and a privilege.
Thunderous applause and exit. Come on.
Can I really go off like this? I mean, are they all going to be all right?
Of course they are. Life goes on, William. Life always goes on.
Yes, I suppose it does. How odd. Well, we'll go, shall we?
Bring down the curtain, la, la, la. Hi-ho, the glamorous life. The peripatetic career of the busker gets in the blood. There is no escaping it. And so the tour continues. The repertory of Beyond, Vanishing Point.
Closing Nights by Warren Graves. In the cast, you heard Thomas Peacock as William Montgomery and Judith Haynes as Paula Montgomery, Joan Hurley as Janie, Blair Haynes as Ron, and Jan Wood as the Countess. Technical operations were by Al Lambden, with sound effects by Dean Purvis. And the production assistant was Ivan Todosichuk. The series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. The series theme is by John Roby. And the voice of Vanishing Point is David Calderisi. Closing Night was produced at CBC Edmonton by Greg Rogers. The executive producer of Vanishing Point is William Lane. I'm Ken Haslam, wishing you good night.